Tell me the story about how you found out about this guy.
Well, actually, in about probably 4 weeks ago in November, so I was in my office, and all of a sudden my administrative assistant, Angela Meredith, said, "Kevin, you need to take this phone call." So I took the phone call, and on the other end of the line, her name was Tess Gooding, and she works for the VA hospital in West Texas in San Angelo, Texas. And she said that she had met a guy, his name was Donald J. Huizenga, and they were doing kind of like a background check, talk with him about getting VA benefits and stuff, and she found out he's from Auburn, Iowa, and that before he ever graduated from high school, he was drafted into World War II. And while they were going through the questions that she was asking Donald, he mentioned that one of his biggest regrets in his life was he never went back and got his high school diploma. So Tess gets on internet, starts surfing internet, comes across Esat County High School, sees my name, and gives me a call. And she just said, "Is there any way that you could help me get Donald J. Huizenga a high school diploma?" And so, you know, within about probably 2 hours, I contacted down the central office. I talked to them, and I contacted somebody who had a diploma from 1948, graduate of Auburn High School. So I had a copy of it. I called Jostens. I talked to my rep there. His name's Craig Ornus. He and I worked together for 17 years. And by that time, by the end of the day, we had a diploma in process of being made with the Auburn High School logos on it, May of 1943. And it all just kind of fell into place. It was absolutely amazing.
You being a history buff must have been just a joy to work on.
Oh, you know, when she called me and told me what she was asking me to do, I was like, oh my gosh, how could I ever say no to this? I mean, I'm an absolute history fanatic, and World War II is really one of my things I really enjoy studying and learning about. And so for me to give that opportunity, and, you know, it's developed a life of its own. I mean, I've used the word Iowa nice a lot in my conversations with people. As word got out, people wanted to help. They were contacting me on just how can we help, just wanted to know what was going on with it. And it just created an excitement that I've never seen in something like this. But I've never been a part of it. But it's an honor just to be part of this process.
So tell me what's going to happen from here. Are you going to have a little ceremony for this, right?
We are. On January 5th, which is this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we're going to meet at the VA hospital in San Angelo, Texas, and we are going to present a high school diploma from Auburn High School that will say May of 1943 that Donald J. Huizenga has met the requirements for graduation from high school, and he'll be presented that diploma. His grandkids and his children are going to be at the ceremony as well, and it's just going to be an exciting and probably an emotional time as you present a 98-year-old World War II veteran his high school diploma.
Has there been any buzz at the school? I mean, you've only been back so far this morning, but is anybody talking about it at the high school?
Most definitely. People want to know what's going on with it. Early in November, after I got the phone call from Tess Gooding, I met with my staff on a Friday. We have weekly staff meetings, so I was telling the staff members, the teachers, about what was going on. As I'm telling them the story about Donald, I look out, and there's two or three of my teachers that are crying and shedding tears over the story. And so it created a buzz here. We are planning to do like a live stream. When I'm down in Texas, we'll live stream it back into our small gym at the high school so kids can watch what's going on and they can put a name to the face that they've heard about. And we actually have our three buildings, the elementary, middle school, and high school, are all also making like congratulation cards on your graduation that I'll take down with me. I got a call 2 days ago from Deanna Budden, and she represents an organization in Sac County called Quilts for Valor. And so I'm going to meet with them today at 1 o'clock, and they're going to give me a quilt that I'm going to take down and present to Donald as well from that Sac County organization. So it has created a buzz, not just within the school district, but kind of throughout the communities of Sac City, Auburn, Lakeview, and Wall Lake.
So if somebody's not part of the Sac County schools, can they follow along on, is it a Facebook Live?
Yeah, it'll be Facebook Live. They can get on our school webpage and check it out there. There'll be the link set up for it, and they can actually watch a ceremony down in San Angelo, Texas, yes.
Do you know anything about his service, Donald Huizenga's service? Do you know anything about him?
Yeah. like I said, in 1943, he was attending Auburn High School when he got called into service. And during his time, he was in the European theater. And he, according to the story, he was the third parachute to hit Normandy Beach. And he also spent 6 months as a POW. So his service definitely saw some action, and he experienced what it's like to be a POW during wartime. So, yeah, it's an amazing story, and it's just one that, you know what, just needs to be told. And I looked up, there's 240,000 World War II veterans still alive today. And so to be part of this, to give the diploma to Donald J. Huizenga, representing ESAC County and the Auburn community, is just an honor to be part of.
I just got chills when you said third parachute to land on Normandy Beach.
Yeah, you know, we've all watched Saving Private Ryan, and we've all read about the history books and things like that about what Normandy and the D-Day invasion was like. To be the third parachute on Normandy Beach had to be life-changing, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet. It's just, it's an amazing story, and it's great that you guys are being able to do all this stuff and just the support that you guys have gotten. It's going to be an experience for you guys who travel down to present this as well, I think.
It will be, yes. It's going to be amazing, and I'm going to meet with Tess Gooding today over the phone and talk about more about the ceremony and what she expects and stuff like that, but I've been trying to come up with words to explain and to understand what this is like for me, as like I said, as a history teacher at one point, and just all of us probably have people in our family who are veterans, and this represents all those veterans who put their life on hold sometimes to serve their country, and Donald J. Huizenga definitely did that. And from my principal standpoint, 98 years later, he wants to get a high school diploma, and that's one of his big regrets, and we want to make sure we take care of that for him. So there's just so many different angles you can take this story, but all of them are just awesome.
Amazing, amazing story. I am so glad you were around to take that call.
Yeah, you know, when my secretary Angela said, you got to take this phone call, you don't know what's going to be on the other end of the line, and this has been one of the best things in my life that I've ever had an opportunity to participate in.